I've got you the answer, I believe. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verse 4. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and verse 4. This is the answer to what is going on in society, to the law that has been passed, as to whether we accept or reject. And this is what 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 4 says. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, that Jesus saves, has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So we have been entrusted with this gospel. So we speak not as pleasing men. We don't speak to please men. That is not what the gospel is for. Gospel is to pierce the hearts of man and woman, to the mankind, to bring them to God. And so we speak not as pleasing men, but to please God. Are you a God pleaser or a man pleaser? That's why we say what we say. I'm not here to curry favor with man. I'm here for one purpose, and that is to please God. And so it says here, not as pleasing men, but pleasing God, who examines our hearts. It is God in the end who is the great examiner. It is God in the end who will examine, and he will bring judgment. He will make a ruling for all eternity on what has been done. So today, we're not here to please men. We're here to please God. And God said what he said, and we believe what he said, and we accept what he said, and we do what he says, and then we are pleasing to God. Hallelujah. And that is all you have to do. Don't change the rules just to please yourself or to please other men. Stick with the rules and be a God pleaser. Because there is great, great, great reward in eternity for being a God pleaser. And by the way, there is a reward for being a man pleaser. And that's eternal damnation. Amen. So let's be a God pleaser and receive our eternal reward and in the joy and the presence of a living God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.